Eddie P. This is Eddie P. into PPN. Is it me or is the repeater scratchy?
Repeater sounds good over here. Tommy 2-8-7.
Sounds good over here. Good morning, hot chocolate boy.
Morning, morning, morning. Rich.
Interesting. I got a scratch on the repeater. What's going on, boys? If you got scratch, where's Itchy? By my house.
No scratchy, scratchy, itchy, witchy, witchy over here. Well, where am I? I don't know where I am. Find the expressway someplace. Queens.
I'm just starting out. I haven't gotten to the parkway yet. Me as well. I'm still on Hempstead Turnpike making my way for the Wancha.
Is it the Boulevard?
So, John, you're the one who's been out the longest of the roads. Is bad as they predicted they were going to be? Because over here it looks like they're just wet.
Just wet. Everybody's behaving over here on the expressway. Nobody's done anything really stupid yet. I know Bronx River had a massive pileup last night. 20 people or 40 people all went to the hospital. Ice on a ramp. I see what happens when I get over into Jersey. Witchy? Witchy, did you jump out for coffee? Where are you?
I just making my way for the parkway over here. I'm in the Toyota today. I figured I might need the four-wheel drive capabilities. Nah, I don't think you're going to need it today. John might when he gets over into Jersey, but yeah, here we're going to be okay.
I doubt it. I just got to go through the tunnel, make a left, go about a mile and a half, and I'll be where I got to be. I'm sure it'll be all rain. But hey, yesterday, man, I was listening to our D-Star repeater, and my goodness, the boys in Jersey were having a hard time yesterday. One guy was on Route 30, 4 inches of snow on the ground already within like 3 hours or something ridiculous like that. He was at an event, came out, and there's 4 inches of snow on the ground, then he had to go pick his wife up at the train station. Our train was delayed, then canceled, and it was a mess over there late afternoon, complete mess. But is what it is. We had a good party Saturday night. Everybody had fun. We even had a live singer.
Tom's River got 8 inches of snow last night. Who was the live singer?
Harry Costanzo. Not Costanza, Costanzo. But he's got a brother. Or an uncle or somebody, cousin, somebody with the last name Costanza. He sings like the Frankie Sinatra stuff. The American songbook, as they say.
Saturday night, the wife has signed us up for a group of lessons at the Jewish Center on ballroom dancing. So Saturday night was number one lesson. Did you have fun, Gary?
It's going to trip the light fantastic.
It was fun looking at the faces of all the people, of all the couples. All the women walked in with smiles on their faces. All the men walked in with the expression, "What the heck am I doing here?" We decided we're all going to come an extra half hour early next time and break out the scotch so it wouldn't be as painful. with that, we'll all stand outside in the parking lot and smoke a couple of joints.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, we're planning next year's big soiree already for the club. 40th year of our club. Wow, can't believe it. How about that, huh? Oh, good lord. Yeah, I don't know what I did yesterday. I watched the Jets win, the Giants lose, the Knicks lose, the Rangers lose. It wasn't exactly a great day for New York sports.
Richie, is a slow down as you hit the four laner. Oh, good, I can't wait. I'm just at the north end of the Wancha, so I'm on my way over there. Not too bad. Might get more snow tonight.
Yeah, it's the same. We could wake up to 3 inches, they said, on the shore.
All depends upon the track of the stone.
A foot would be nice and mobilize the fleet. I don't have to go out.
What do you mean mobilize the fleet? You wouldn't have to go out. You know that mobilize the fleet is going to break and you're going to have to go out.
I stepped on you, Gary.
That's a Gary 1.
No. The 5100 in this car doesn't have all of its full fingers and toes output.
So who won, John?
You won. I said, immobilize the fleet, like, nothing rolls for a day, you know? Like, nothing rolls for a day. They don't prepare, you know, you think they put tops over the beds or something like that, or you think they'd bring it over to a new fancy building they got next door, put all the trucks inside, because all the trucks would fit inside. No. Leave them out there, leave the beds unprotected, the ice builds up on the beds, they can't load the machines, the drivers won't all load the machines because the drivers don't want to fall off the trailers. Yeah. Exit 20 in park. Crawly, but I'm in park at the present moment. Oh, good lord. This Saturday is the company party.
My turn yet? Alright, I'll let you go first. Thank you. Angel PPN Mobile, for those who could care less. I said I pulled the snowblower out yesterday, got it started and running and whatnot, had to make a small repair, and, knew that it wasn't going to be bad because I was all prepared, because everything was all good and ready to go. So now it's a matter of just sitting it out until the first big one comes that I really do need the snowblower. I got to replace the ski shoes on the sides of the chute that ride on the sidewalk that set the height. Once that is completely gone, Gary, over to you, and to PPN. Well, Richie, in that case, I'll say thank you to you, because I did not prepare with the snowblower. So you saved us. I guess next weekend will be step number one on my preparation. Move the snowblower to the front of the garage so that I can get to it easily. I still haven't bought gas for it, because I got to do a gas oil mix. And that stuff doesn't last that long. Yanni?
Yeah, I do what I did. Saturday I did it. I had to do a repair on mine as well there, Richie Rich. I had a little problem. I had a little problem with the impeller. Yeah, you got the auger up front, then you got the auger that comes and throws the stuff up the chute. But right where that hood attaches, it had cracked. So I busted out the MIG welder and I fixed the roll up. About 2 hours later, goes, "What's that smell I smell?" I said, "Oh, that's paint." She goes, "What the heck did you paint?" I said, "I had to touch up the snowblower."
Johnny, you're not supposed to do that in the living room.
And, well, you can try to tell him that.
And I did it in my 98 garage. Just that every now and then, if I do something that stinks a little, it somehow manages to loft its way into the kitchen. Oh, this is a painful ride. Painful, painful, painful. I was making good time. Now I am not.
Richie, I'm well into the three-laner. Coming up to New High Park. We're up to 50. People are just being a little cautious.
Just coming out of the four-laner now, so I'm a couple of few exits behind you.
Yeah. Yeah, Rich, it was quite funny Saturday night. This guy, he's a good singer at all, and he picked up on the vibe that, you know, we had like half this restaurant. So one of my guys, kind of a wise guy, actually set it up. He turns to the guy and goes, "You do know, like, this is a private party, right?" The guy isn't saying nothing. Then he sets up he has this incredible sound system. It's called the Bose Sound Bar. Richie, you ever see one of those?
I've never seen one in person, but I've seen them advertised. Go ahead, and speak again.
Net tonight at 8:30. This is the WQV.
Well, this thing was quite neat looking, and the sound was absolutely astonishing. I mean, it sounded like the band that was playing this, you know, the music that he was singing to was in the room with you. I guess the sound bar is 7 foot tall. It's got 37 speakers in it. And then you got the subwoofer. And all these speakers pointed all kinds of directions. And it was absolutely incredible. The sound was unbelievable. But once he picked up on the vibe of the whole radio thing, he started making comments about growing up in Rocky Point, Marconi, and this and that, and this and that, yada, yada, yada. And we left before he was done, and he goes, "May propagation be with you always."
I have, I guess you would call it the company party. Tomorrow afternoon at lunch. The problem is, for me, it's before work, so there's no alcohol.
Oh. Just drink vodka, they won't be able to smell it on your breath.
And then top it off with peppermint schnapps.
Yeah, the, half the school has morning hours, half the school has afternoon and evening hours, Monday through Thursday. And these parties are always on a Tuesday at the lunch hour. So, my half, we have the Cokes, everyone else has the booze.
Sad for you. How so, so sad for you. All right, Johnny, I need you to spill it the beans for me because I really haven't bothered looking into it. What the hell is a mesh node?
Oh, a mesh node. Yellow Links is, exact model number. But anyway, basically, if you got a computer that's sitting around you ain't doing much with, a mesh node, okay, acts as a server point. So now when the internet goes down, and if you want to get the, send a picture, or you want to send messages and all this other cool stuff, this, your buddy, who's also got a mesh node, okay, these mesh nodes will direct themselves to the mesh node that you want to go to, and they're all set up by call sign. So if I wanted to send a message to you, I'd basically write it to the address for the N2PPN mesh node. It would go through several mesh nodes before it gets to you, and then you would receive the picture or the message or even the video without the World Wide Web.
Okay, so it's packet for Wi-Fi. That's what it is. It's packet for Wi-Fi using Wi-Fi equipment. Do you have to re-blow the firmware into the Linksys access point?
Yeah, there's, we got a guy with our club. He winds up buying these things in lots of 20. The old, it's gonna be like version 4 or something like that. He buys them in lots of 20. He sets them all up. All you gotta do when you get this thing is just set it up for your call sign. That's it. You just gotta configure it with your call sign once you get it from him. But, and then you can put in an external antenna, outdoor antennas. We got guys finding those online. They buy lots of 20s for like 10 bucks. So, I got one sitting in the house. I haven't put it up on the air yet, but a lot of guys have put them up on the air yet, and they are working quite well. So, the idea is we're trying to blanket the island with them. We got the guys at Eastern Suffolk, they're on board. Brookhaven, Islip, Huntington, Smithtown, town of Babylon's on board. So, we'll see how big it gets. Alright, just rolling up to the tunnel here. W2HCB.
Are you chomping at the bit, Gary?
No, I'm just curious what the range of this thing's going to be, because Wi-Fi does not have, well, with an external antenna and a decent transmitter power, but it'll be better, but it doesn't have that big a range on the equipment that's sold for home use.
Yes, he's already in the tunnel. Yeah, the key is the outside antenna. You can get literally with the flea power of a one of these, some of these older 802.11 G's and B's, you can get a couple of miles with a good outside antenna. It's 2.4 gigs, so I mean you should be able to get some distance out of it. And if you want to start getting crazy, you start setting up, you know, directional antennas. But basically, it's packet. It's packet radio using, you know, newer technology. Probably get much better bandwidth, probably higher throughput speeds, stuff like that. And as it gets more and more densely populated, you can probably get some pretty decent coverage. So, yeah, that's a good idea for old, outdated equipment.
Yeah, it might work. If you've got enough people close by. And theoretically, on those bands, now here's the question. Since you're going up on the bandwidth that's normally used for Wi-Fi, you don't have to be licensed, so technically anyone could do this.
I guess that's the beauty behind it, but the problem with that is that you also start running into the possibility of causing interference, especially if you're using outside antennas, if you're using directed arrays, stuff like that. you could interfere with other people's Wi-Fi, but, you know, there are, whatever it is, 12 different channels. So I guess if you assign yourself to one specific channel for this project, then the other nodes can all, you know, everybody else's personal Wi-Fi could just stay off that channel and they'll be fine.
Yeah, that's the other thing. For this to work, everyone's got to be on the same channel. It's an interesting concept.
I got a bunch of old wireless routers laying around. I'll look into it a little more and find out whether or not any of my stuff can have some new firmware blown into it and play along.
Yeah, it's just a matter of setting up, I guess, a computer that hooks up to that, either Wi-Fi wise or hardwire wise, to act as your transmitting point.
Well, I would assume that once the Wi-Fi node is set up and established, and in this mesh network, you don't necessarily need to keep the computer on, that it'll do the same thing like a TNC will do. It'll store and forward the data back and forth. And I guess if there's anything that comes in for you, you'll just be unavailable. Because the Wi-Fi nodes don't have mailboxes and stuff like that like the TNCs do. So it's not like someone could leave you a message.
Interesting concept. You could theoretically set this thing up. All you need is a power supply for the Wi-Fi and a laptop, and you're good to go.
And 2PPN Mobile. I have a bunch of these really cute little USB external Wi-Fi devices. They all run 1 watt output.
Oh, the old Wi-Fis that plugged into a USB port, so in case you wanted to have it, have the Wi-Fi on a portable basis.
It looked like the size of a mouse, and it's got a reverse SMA jack on the top. It's got a USB port on it, powered off the USB jack, and you run the software for it, and the thing puts out 1 watt. So if you get like a nice 15 dB stacked array antenna, screws onto the top of the sucker, looks like a giant HT antenna, you can actually get some pretty decent range with this thing with your laptop.
The big question is, how long does the battery on the laptop last? Because if this system is going to be needed, the good chances are your domestic power is going to be down. N2ZEP.
Did you win?
Hello? Gary, how long does your laptop last when it's running on batteries?
Well, my laptop battery is going bad, but it used to be a little over 2 hours.
How long does your laptop last on batteries? And then you can ask Greg the same question.
I don't have a laptop, Greg.
My laptop lasts about 2.5 hours, and the other laptop lasts about 20 minutes. And the third laptop, the new battery I got, you have to put pressure on it to keep it connected. So that one I can't even use.
See, Greg would plug it into the cigarette lighter of the Viper and run 120 miles an hour so that he can keep it charged.
No, he would plug it in Viper, and then he would turn around and be able to be a portable mesh node traveling at the speed of light to help keep the packets forwarding. What's up, boys? How was your weekend there, Skeevy? And TPN at the gas station.
JV2EA, QS. It was okay. Productive. And I don't have a laptop. Regular?
No, I basically did Christmas lights all weekend. Pretty much for the most part. A little too much setting up stuff in the house and out of the house and on the lawn and on the roof and every other stupid thing. It takes too long. So, hey, what are we supposed to get? 6 inches of snow tomorrow or something like that? That's going to miss us. Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah, it's going to hit out east really bad on the island by you. You're going to get it. We're going to get nothing.
I've seen that plenty of times, if that's the truth.
The Lubna said that that's the truth.
I did some healing repairs. Started them, at least.
Those repairs from the leaky roof?
Affirmative.
Now everything's all dried out, you can start the plaster. Commence with the plaster of Paris.
Exactly. And you know, I'm not Michelangelo. I'm not used to working on the ceilings.
That's gotta kill the shoulders.
Especially when you have a bad wing, yes. But I got a lot of it started, so that's good.
How much did you have to pull down till you got to solid?
I had done that already. And was just letting it dry out, which it was.
I hate that wire mesh. I have a radio question for you, radio buff.
Why would you pass that here?
Because you guys are my treasurer of facts and information. I know you guys will have an answer. FT990 radio, Yaesu, has a built-in antenna tuner. Can I, if I ran a wire antenna... Now, a couple of people said don't do that, get an external antenna tuner. But shouldn't the built-in one pretty much be able to handle it?
Yeah, but how are you going to connect your wire antenna to the radio?
You get that blonde thing, whatever that is, you know, where it comes with the connector on it, and you just run it down, like through coax.
Generally, you're supposed to run that through an external tuner.
Okay, so even if you buy one of these, like Carolina Windhams or G5RV, you still really should get an external antenna tuner. All right. I just figured the radio one would do it, but I guess it can only do it so far. Oh, come on. I thought Rich would have definite input on this.
I have no interest in this whatsoever.
I use wire antennas a lot, and I have them going through a manual, a Spanish antenna tuner, and then to my rig. Mind you, I only have one rig that has an auto antenna tuner on it, but I run it through there. I guess you could try it. Try it out. I don't understand. What, you terminated to a to an SO239 type transformer? Is that what you do?
Me, I don't even know. I'm just gonna buy, either make it myself or buy it. But I never did one before, so I'm still researching.
Well, they do make blocks that you connect wire antennas to, which are balanced or unbalanced lines, and then it goes to a coax connector, but that's where your problem is going to start. You're better off running all the way inside the house with 450 lateral line.
that the ladder line, that's where it seems that there's a problem too, because you're supposed to keep it like 3 feet away from any metal, so you'll have to make standoffs up your mast or whatever you're going to do. It's supposed to go straight up into the, I guess you'd call it the blonde. It's supposed to go like straight up into it and then parallel to the ground after you hook it up. I could do it that way, and then, well, like I said, I got to look into it more and see what the deal is with it. It was just a quick way to get an antenna up.
Correct. It's bow on. Balanced, unbalanced. Bow on.
I was saying blonde.
You might want to run it up into your blonde. Ew.
Mine has black hair. Asian, remember? Where did Gary go? He's so quiet.
I'm here. I just have nothing to say on this subject.
Yeah, I was just thinking. You know, I was looking at it. I mean, there's, you know, you get this Carolina Wyndham thing, and it says that it's good for, you know, 6 to 160. You know, I said, yeah, you know what? I have the room. It's a quick way to get something up in the air, you know, and then when I get my tower up, I'll start going with the good stuff. But I thought that would just be a good way to do it.
You know, you're starting to sound like Andy with getting your tower up, you know? I've been hearing that for 10 years already.
Kind of a tower, Greg.
I have, 7 sections of a Roan 25G.
Really?
That's my second one. I've had several of those things. When I came across them, I took them, but then I just never got around to putting it up. I mean, there's not much to it either. I got that. I got the house support. I got something tail twister thing, rotor thing. You know, so I could set up something decent eventually. It's just all laying around.
Billy, I got a couple of sections by, including top section and the three-legged base.
Well, the thing is, I don't actually have a base. I have a base, but it's not a tilting base. I wanted the tilt base, so I was going to try to customize it to do that and see if I can make it a tilting base. I have the base plate, but, I also saw the one section, the shorty, that you could just put right in the cement yourself, but then again, I would like it to be a tilting base, so I'm going to try to customize that base plate.
Really easy to make it tilt over. Really easy. Why don't you just use the parts from the crashed up trailer?
Trailer's coming out good. I got the I-beams on it. The pins will back on it. Now I just got to put the wood, and then it's good. But a tilt base is easy. There's a few different ways I could do it. I was looking at it, but I'm going to make it fairly strong. I'm just going to probably get another base plate or make a piece of metal with a heavy-duty hinge on it and just flip it up. You know, I'll make one. It'll come out all right.
Okay. The time is 7:24 a.m.
That guy better check his watch.
Isn't that funny, Stevie?
Yeah, I gotta put up stands today. You know, I've said it before, this work thing is highly overrated.
Rich, wait till you get to the LIE. It's even worse.
What's even worse? I'm on the entrance ramp now.
Oh, in that case, you're experiencing the lovely crawl.
Yeah, had I known it was going to be like this, I might have taken a different route.
You should have told me. You were too busy talking about towers, and I was just experiencing it. I'm almost up to Queens Boulevard.
How's the Gaga look?
Stay off of it. I'm going faster.
Withholding information?
It's a punishable offense.
Indeed.
Initially, I thought it was just the interchange, but it turns out it's the expressway also.
Hey, is that Johnny? Is that broken Johnny's truck over here? No, he already went into the tunnel.
Speaking about Johnny's, I think I will drop a note to the evil seedling and find out whether or not his wife let him put up the Christmas lights this year.
I defy you, and you better carbon copy all of us so that we see what the answer is to that question.
I might do it later today.
The JohnK324@optonline.net.
I don't remember which one of his email addresses I have.
I wonder I never get a response from him.
By what have you been sending it to? ncb@lunamark.org?
Evil1666.
You might still get something from the BSS.
That's the one?
Well, I haven't posted anything there in God knows how long. You could try.
Southbound on Frank Sislowish, Cape Toucan, QN Mobile.
That was a good double, but I think I got most of Gary.
Who did I double with?
I think you doubled with Steve, because if you had doubled with Greg, I would have heard both ears.
I didn't hear anybody.
I said I went to a rib place in the city for the Christmas party on Friday night. And they had these girls in the cigar bar. Oh, my God.
Didn't see any pictures of cigar bars or anything else. All I saw was your check-in.
You know what I did? I took pictures with my regular camera.
But when will we be seeing those?
I guess I'll have to post them.
Absolutely. Positively. Without a doubt.
Indeed. And to Office the RSC, I gotta run into work. So I will be clear. You guys have a great day. I'll catch you on the ride home.
Catch you later. NCPN, by the way, just getting on to the main deck.
Okay, guys. I'm close to the tunnel. So I'll stay warm, stay dry, and to Zeddy be clear.
Bye, Gary. Have a good day.
Bye, Gary. Have a good day. Oh, one of Johnny's pride trucks is on the side here with his flashes on.
Gary, now I'm over by Big Barry's fault line. Okay.
CB, clear.
Jimmy 2 and QN.
Hello?
net tonight at 8:30 WQVL repeater system.
And to you, Zeti, listening.
Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. How are you today?
Very good. Just going through the merge just above the RFK bridge.
Uh-huh. Okay. You're a little ahead of me then, I think. I'm in the no man's land between 132nd. And 125th. So, yeah, you're a bit ahead of me. Not that much, but, the team's always had traffic.
Yeah, not as bad as I thought it would be today, but, maybe it's building up behind me, I don't know. But not too bad, given the weather.
Yeah. You ever get on D-Star anymore?
Occasionally. Not a lot, but sometimes when I'm driving home and there's nothing on the repeater.
Okay. I don't know, occasionally I accidentally am able to get on D-Star. On this radio, my HTs are fine because they have a they come from the factory with all the information in there. So there's not much to do. Yeah, okay, very good. My HF antennas are all down right now. We had some trees taken out a few months ago, and the tree people knocked all my antennas down. So some of them just the wires going to it, one of them the actual antenna. You know, give me back $100 for the damage. And I have got to put them all back up, and I don't have time. So, I haven't been playing with HF at all right now. Back to you.
I was going to say, oh no. But I thought you had a vertical, but maybe you lost that too.
Well, my vertical for HF is actually on the side of my garage. They just ripped the wire down that's going to it, and I have to rerun it and put a new connector on and so on. So, it's really not that much work. I just, when I get home, I'm too tired to do anything. And if I have any energy, I have to do things for the wife. So, radio takes the back burner. And they also knock down, I have a 2-meter, 440, 6-meter. That they knock down totally. And my G5RV they knock down, so. Gotta string that back up. Have a friend lives a few blocks away from me, another ham who says he'll help me, but I don't have the time. He's got the time, not me, though. Back to you.
Sounds like you lost the whole farm. Anyway, hopefully you'll at least get the wire back up or reconnect the vertical. Gotta maintain the HF capability.
Yeah, it's either that or put one of the HF rigs in the car. Could do that and put a different antenna up on the car. We'll see what happens. Just sitting in this miserable traffic. This little stretch, I don't know. They need another couple of lanes added to the highway here. That's what they really need. Back to you.
Yeah, I just passed 116th Street. So it's moving a little better now. Or at least it's more steady. Doing a solid 20. Anyway, it could be worse. It could be all snow and ice.
Yeah, well, you're doing better than me. I'm doing like between 0 and 5. And that's even that's not steady. It's stop and go. coming up on 125th Street now.
back to you.
Well, very good. Your team has been pretty quiet this morning. Haven't heard anyone, but maybe you have.
No, I just turned the radio on and threw my call out and you answered. I wasn't on before that. So I guess just the two of us for now.
Did you have snow at your home in New Jersey this morning?
Yeah, well, we got it last night. We got a little dusting. The worst thing was the car was iced over, and I don't know where I put the scrapers. And, may go and buy a new one today, but I gotta have to warm the car up a bit, melt it a little bit, and I gotta have.
Here we had a dusting in Westchester also, just sort of stuck on the grass and the cars, not too much on the streets, and maybe a little slippery on the bridges, but I guess it's warming up now, so I'm sure that's getting better as every minute goes by. Anyway, guess we have another system coming in tomorrow.
Yeah, I heard that briefly on the radio, and it sounded like that one's going to leave a bit of accumulation. They didn't say how much, though.
Yeah, whatever it is, hopefully it won't happen during the commuting hour.
Don't forget about Murphy's Law.
Never forget that. Anyway, I'm about to go under Gracie Mansion, so a little radio silence for a minute or two.
No problem, I'm not going anywhere. N2, use that D5D, standing by.
KC2, KKX, we're out of the tunnel. You still there, Nash?
Told you I wasn't going anywhere. Back to you.
Yeah, the last few weeks I've seen a couple of trucks getting stuck underneath. I guess eventually Gracie Mansion will just fall through and be on the FDR.
Okay, very good. Like this, worst thing about this traffic is I can't park in front of my office after 8 o'clock. It's commercial vehicles only there after 8. So, and I have stuff to unload. So I was hoping to get there before 8, but with this traffic, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. I need like 10 minutes to unload, but maybe I'll get lucky. Maybe it'll open up. So, back to you.
Maybe there's somebody in your office who could come out and unload the material.
No, I don't have anybody working in the office at the present time. It's just me.
Well, there's always the robot.
Yeah, that would be nice. I'm trying to get things set up because my one part-time office worker that I had left me months ago, and I'm setting up a server this morning in the office. I set it up for remote access. And I'll probably have to get some extra licenses from the bookkeeping accounting program, then, you know, I'm going to give my wife some stuff to do from the house, and I'll do some stuff in the office, and we'll get it done. Really starting to fall behind. Back to you.
Sounds good. Anyway, you have any travel plans coming up or working hard?
We haven't made any plans yet, but we should be taking off mid-January or so. We should be taking a few days, maybe a week, I don't know. I would like to go to Florida. We'll see if my wife will go for it. Back to you.
Yeah, I guess even this time of the year, Florida can be a little unpredictable, but predictably warmer than New York.
Yeah, this is true. Anyhow, I see a cop eyeing me. Oh, I'm going to jump off the radio for a few minutes until he's gone. Then until he's busy going clear, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Well, we're about to pull in the garage anyway, so I'll say 73. Have a good day, stay dry. KC2, KKX clear.
73.
Yeah, you got a good memory. It was good. Yeah, it was good. You could have come down and watched. They must have had about 200 people show up. The fire departments were there, both my town and the adjacent town. And they served food. It was a nice event. They do it every year.
Sounds good. Hey, how am I making the repeater? I'm noticing on receive getting a little bit of static. I don't know if it's just because the antenna's wet or what, but do I seem to be holding it all right? I should be.
Hey, your signal is good. Where are you? Oh, actually, you're on the Meadowbrook, but we're on the Meadowbrook because I hear you full scale on my bar graph.
What exit am I between? I'm still towards the southern part. Maybe like one exit above Sunrise Highway, maybe two. It's been a while since I've seen an exit sign. Somewhere around over there. Yeah, I'd have to think, what am I running? Yeah, I'm running 10 watts. So I think you're relatively close to where I am, which would explain why you're hearing me so well on the input.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You're not that far. And my antenna works pretty well. So, I have no problem hearing you. You sound good.
And I have you like full scale on the input as well, with the same characteristics as what I'm hearing on the output. So I'm sure it's just wetness, mobile related stuff. You know, yesterday we took a little bit of a road trip. Actually, this whole weekend was a road trip, but yesterday I guess more radio related. We wanted to get. It sounds strange, but we wanted to get like an old time looking AM/FM radio for the living room. It's just kind of like a discussion piece, and you know, pipe some other audio into it if it had a auxiliary input. So I got one of those reproduction Grundigs, you know, that maybe you've seen, maybe not. Not one of the originals, but it's a reproduction. So we went up to Westchester, got that on Craigslist yesterday, and got it home, and you know, set it up. It's pretty good.
Okay, yeah, Grundig is a good name. Make some good stuff. Make different models.